We're going to end this hour with a little Beck. He's got a new album out, but let's start with some early Beck back in the 90s when he came out with what must be the ultimate slacker tune.
In the time of chimpanzees, I was a monkey. Butane in my veins and a mouth to cut the chuggy with the plastic eyeballs. Spray paint the vegetables, dog food skulls with the beefcake pantyhose.
Beck Hansen was more awkward, skinny white kid than rock star. And his quirky classic Loser introduced listeners to his most endearing quality, humor. Much of his early work is infused with a sharp comic tone. Think songs with titles like Sissy Neck and Satan Gave Me a Taco. In the last few years, Beck's records have become more serious. His latest, Modern Guilt, may be his darkest yet. When Beck sat down with us to talk about his work, he said it's not that he sees things differently. It's just that when he was starting out, his first instinct was always to go for a laugh.
I came out of playing in coffee houses and bars. So really, just as a performer, that was kind of a survival mechanism. Usually I was the first band or playing in between the bands that people actually came to see. So the humor was something that just sort of helped me get people's attention, I guess.
How you like me now?
Pretty good.
Going on, feeling strong. I quit my job blowing leaves. Telephone bills up my sleeves.
A lot of the songs were written about people that I knew, usually neighbors that I had. I had some pretty eccentric neighbors, and a lot of what I encountered in life at the time went right into the songs.
And they were thinking like this. Why don't go in prison, got the song?
Your new CD suggests you're in something of a different place from certainly your earlier work, but even your last couple of projects. Let's play one song, Volcano.
Okay, yeah.
Which
this
is indicative.
This one's pretty serious, yeah.
I don't know what I've seen. Was it all an illusion, a mirage gone bad? Many of these songs, in fact, most of the lyrics have some are depressed. Some seem as if the narrator is anxious.
Yeah.
The title track, Modern Guilt, it really exemplifies that.
I feel uptight when I walk in the city. I feel so cold when I'm at home. Feels like everything's starting to hurt me. I lost my bearing 10 minutes ago.
So you can tap along with it,
but
a kind of a complicated mixed message as a piece.
Yeah, the way a lot of my songs are written, I write the music first and I record it, and then with a song like Modern Guild, I just get on the microphone and I write something really quick, sort of off the top of my head, so I can remember the melody. And what happens a lot of times is that what I initially sing on there ends up being on the record. A lot of these things, I don't really get to spend too much time figuring out what it is.
Mother gives all in our hands. Mother guilt won't get me to bed.
Sometimes when you record something and write something off the cuff like that, you'll say things that are a bit more simple or more direct, and simpler lyrics work better, I think, melodically. Unless you're doing a talking blues or rap, which I think is one of the things that first attracted me to. I mean, I wouldn't claim that it's rap. It's spoken, you know, whatever, a song like Where It's At. Or
and why wouldn't you claim it's
'cause
rap?
Because, you know, it doesn't come from hip-hop. You know, I used to hang out with a lot of poets and people who did spoken word, you know. So I think I thought my rap, quote, rap songs were coming from that.
There's a destination a little up the road from the habitations of the towns we know.
a place we saw the lights turn low, the jigsaw jazz in the get fresh flow.
And my grandfather was an artist, and he came up in New York in the 40s and 50s, and he spoke in that kind of zoot suit hipster lingo of that time, you know, the beats, and
let's
I think I had a lot of influence from him.
Let's talk about him for a moment. His name is Al Hanton, and
yeah,
by the 60s, he was an artist who was leading a school of art. People would know Yoko Ono. Of all those probably artists, she's obviously the most famous.
Yeah, that's the Fluxus movement. He passed away when I was in my early 20s, so I never really got to sit down and ask him about all these things. But I definitely remember the way he talked.
How did he talk?
He had a lot of made-up words, or what seemed to be made-up words. He was just riffing all the time. You know, it was a broken-down traffic miasma. We boogied uptown over here and whatnot and this and that, and it was just all rolling off of his tongue.
Pick yourself up off the side of the road with the elevator bones and your whiplash tones. Members only, hypnotizers move through the room like ambulance drivers.
Well, one thing those artists did, they made collages and assemblages. It did occur to me that it's something like what you've done in music.
Well, yeah, he liked to say that he was an alchemist. But really it was that he was broke. He couldn't afford art materials, so I think he decided early on, I'm going to make art out of what I have around. So it was candy wrappers and cigarette butts. And when I was a child, he used to send us to the garbage can. When we were at a restaurant, we'd go to all the ashtrays that were left. We used to collect all the cigarette butts for him, for his artwork.
Have you ever written a song with your grandfather in mind? He sounds like such a character.
I don't think I have, no. I mean, he's in there somewhere. I think I have an assignment now.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, no, it was a pleasure.
And you can hear full songs from Beck's new album Modern Guilt at NPR Music on npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.